Good morning, everybody. I would like to welcome all of you to a weekly message from Jesus. Each week, we try to bring you a channeled message from our Lord, and each week he honors us with his presence. We've been doing this now for several years, and we have many, many messages on our YouTube channel. In fact, all of them can be seen on YouTube, all the ones from the past. They're all incredible. A lot of good reading. And if you'd like to read about his messages, I have a book called Messages of God for a Modern World, in which we bring you quite a few of his messages. So we are giving you the opportunity to hear his words, and I hope you take that opportunity to tell others about them. So our Father's here, and let us begin with his message. Hello, everyone. Yes, we have done many messages through the last several years, and I want to thank all of you that have paid attention to them. There are some wonderful people that watch this. There are some wonderful people that try to spread my words. But sadly, it's difficult to reach new people. It seems as though it's not popular to speak of me. It's not popular to speak of Jesus or religion, church. You see, your politicians have taken me out of all of your schools. You will not even let an individual pray at a football game in many areas. Your founding fathers thought that they had assured religious freedom. But you see, those freedoms have been eroded. Actually, for humans, you need to think of it as a time of war. You see, you're always fighting against evil. Evil's everywhere. You can't turn on your television set without it. How much of what you hear do you think is the truth? Maybe half of what the news is telling you the way it really is. If you really want to hear something, check out political commercials. How much of that do you think is true? Because you see, many politicians today don't care about the people. They only care about being elected in power. And with that power comes money. You've heard the saying that money is the root of all evil. In many instances, it truly is. I know it's not a good thing to think of your life as living in a time of war, a personal time of war. Your country's living in a time of war. Your soldiers are in foreign places. They're being shot at. Many people hate your country. Many people hate the United States. But many people also hate all of the democracies of the world. You see, democracies are all that stand in the way of the autocracies, the dictators, the people that don't have to worry about elections. You see, the world is a difficult place. It was difficult when I walked the earth, and it's difficult today. In many respects, as I've said several times, not much has changed. It's simply the players. When I walked the earth, it was the Romans that controlled the known world. Their leaders thought more of power and money and luxury, and they destroyed the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire could have existed for much more time had the emperors thought about more about the people. If the emperors had thought about not irritating their neighbors and trying to conquer them and kill them, the empire would have lasted much longer. Compare that with what's taking place today. There are many countries that are trying to destroy those around them. There are many countries that have no time for me. Or there are countries like Russia that is subverting their religious people. In Russia, they treat religion like a part of the government. Their religion teaches that the war is a wonderful thing, that killing others is doing God's work. And there were times that the Crusades did the same thing. They deluded themselves into thinking that killing what they referred to as non-believers is a good thing. And for hundreds of years, the Crusades brought violence to the Middle East. What does war accomplish? Many times, it does not accomplish much. The First World War, through the penalties to Germany, created World War II. World War II created the communist empire that reigns today. It's had highs and lows, but the autocracy of Russia, the communism of China, these things all came out of World War II. So in most instances, wars do not lead to good results. You may win the war, but you may lose the fight for eternity. You're fighting this personal fight against evil. You may win that battle and you may lose it. But let's hope that you win the war. You can lose battles against evil. You see, when you're young, you make many mistakes. I speak of that many times. You're supposed to learn from your mistakes. So when you're young, you lose the battle against evil. You do things that you regret later. But the question becomes, what do you do about it? You need to change. Very simple. The world needs to change. The world and individuals need to have a complete belief in me and my teachings. Anytime you get away from them, then you're headed for problems. You see, my teachings are the only common sense way that you can win the war against evil. Don't do anything that you do not want done to yourself. Do you want to be shot at? No. Then don't shoot at anybody else. Do you want to be bombed? No. Then don't do it to anybody else. So you see where I'm headed with all this. There's a very simplistic answer. Don't do it. But countries will continue to try to rain on other people. They will try to destroy other countries around them. They think that maybe the property that their country has is not enough to function. Maybe there's areas of great wealth adjacent to that country, and they try to take that area where maybe there's oil or riches to be mined. They think that if they control the riches, then they control the world. And in many instances, that is one way of doing it. After World War II, you saw that the Soviet Union fought by starving people. They dried up the resources and people starved to death, millions of people. That was pure evil. But communism and anything that resembles communism is pure evil. There's no way that a communist country in the long run will survive. As their populations grow, it becomes more difficult to feed them. Dissatisfaction among the growing population. in all eventuality, should destroy what is taking place in any country. It is always the people that rise up to end persecution. The people rose up in the presence of the church. When the elders of a church abuse the young, the people rise up. The secrecy that involves keeping such incidents to themselves, that is a cover-up that destroys. When you're fighting a personal war, don't cover up your defeats. Let's say, for instance, that you have become addicted to drugs, and you know in the long run that you should not be addicted. There's a lot of help available for you to beat drug addiction, but you have to ask for it. Just the same as you have to ask for us to assist you in prayer, you must ask other humans for assistance. When you get sick, you ask a doctor, and that doctor tries to heal you. And assuming it's not your time, he can probably make you feel better. You have to ask for help. No one's going to do this by themselves. You see, that's why I sent all these people back. I was hoping that they would help one another. Instead, they try to kill each other. There's a continuous time of war. Sadly, there's always somebody, some country, trying to kill another country. I'm not sure that you could ever find a time that someone was not at war on this planet. That is not what I planned, and that is not what will lead you to a good evolution. I want you to advance in your knowledge and how you treat others. That's very difficult when you're killing other people. Let's just say that that could be a big distraction. When you're fighting evil, you're distracted from doing good. I would hope that each of you would lead your lives so that you no longer have to fight evil. Fighting evil is very, very time consuming, and that time could be spent helping others. Each day that you devote all of your time to fighting evil is a day that you did not devote your time to serving others as I would love to have you serve them. Helping others is the greatest reward that you will ever get when you return home. The rewards of helping others are endless. The rewards of fighting evil in your personal life will lead you into a great judgment when you return to heaven. If you succumb to the evil of not helping others, of living a life of violence, of doing things to hurt others, then you are only hurting yourself. Yes, you may physically damage other people. You may even kill them. When an individual dies, they go to heaven and they start a new life plan. When you hurt someone, perhaps even kill them, you remain on earth and you will create karmas. These karmas can be very difficult for you. You may create these terrible karmas that will haunt you through the rest of your living days. You may create karmas that will harm you far into your next life plans. You may create so much evil karma that those karmas will affect many, many life plans in the future. Maybe even hundreds and thousands of life plans if you do enough damage. people of great evil like Stalin, Hitler, they're in my lowest level and they will stay there for many, many years. Their souls will have the opportunity to understand what they did wrong. And there will be a time far in the future that they may be allowed to leave the lowest level and start to have lives again. But for thousands of lifetimes, those people are going to be paying back the karma that they created. When you harm that many people, you are creating an incredible problem for yourself. When you harm a single person, you are also creating a problem for yourself. But it's certainly not as serious as what those type of individuals do. You don't want to harm many, many people, because that creates many, many karmas. Pretty simple relationship. Nothing is free. You will pay the price for all that you do, and especially for all that you hurt. I want each of you to win this time of war that you're waging against personal evil. That is truly a battle and a war that you can win. You have to be persistent, and you just simply have to follow my words. I'm not hiding these words from you. I bring them to you every week. I tell you what you need to do to find happiness. Just simply live a good life. Many of you out there still fear passing, your time of passing. As you grow older, your time of passing approaches much more rapidly, shall we say. A young person thinks that they will never die. Sadly, many of them are surprised. Many of them are killed in automobile accidents. And sadly, many of the young are killed in war. Many of the young people of the younger generation are forced to go to war. Oppressors may draft them, may force them to fight. That's taking place in Russia. Many of them volunteer for causes that they think are going to gain them money and power. Anytime that you go to war, think carefully. If your country's attacked, the young need to volunteer and protect the country, all the residents of that country, and especially those that cannot protect themselves. You may look at an older person and you may say, why should I want to protect them? Well, there was a time they protected you. The generation of World War II is now entering my kingdom. They are often referred to as the greater generation, the greatest. They fought an incredible, terrible war. They went through hardships that you can't imagine. But they defeated evil to the best of their ability. Now, leaders may not have taken advantage of what they did. Decisions were made that pretty much assured that there would be future conflict. But those young men went forth and they volunteered and they died. Many of them died for their country. Go to cemeteries like Arlington or other national cemeteries. These cemeteries exist in all countries, and you look at all the graves of the young that sacrificed so that you can be there today. They fought so that you can fight your own battles against evil. Make sure that you win your personal battle, because if you lose, the penalties are far beyond anything that you ever think of. So thank you once again for listening to me. Thank you all that are trying to pass on my words. Thank all of you that are following my words. Tell others about my messages. Tell them how they can be as happy as you are. Tell them that they need to win their battles, their personal battles against evil. We all have them. Everyone fights their personal battles, and everyone has the ability to win them. So I'm blessing all of you today. I'm blessing you so that you may fight your battles against evil. Goodbye, and we will talk again next week. Okay, another message. I'm amazed every week how I can come up with a different subject. When you've been doing this for almost 200 times, you would think that he would repeat himself, but he doesn't. So go out and fight your personal battles. No one can fight them for you. Thank you so much for listening. Please help us spread these shows. It's very difficult, and I cannot do this without you. So goodbye, and we will speak again next week.